It's William Shakespeare's birthday. So, of course, we have William Shakespeare on the line. Actually, we have actor Jeff Lilico, who is featured as Shakespeare in Something Rotten with Stratford Festival for this season. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Jeff. So you're playing William Shakespeare in Something Rotten. Preview's already underway. How are things going so far?
It's going so well. I can hardly even begin to tell you, honestly. It's been so fun. We've had two preview audiences, and they are just loving it. I don't think I've ever been a part of anything like it. The laughs are nonstop. They just keep coming, and people are having a great time.
So you play William Shakespeare in this show. What's this like? Now, is this your second season with Stratford?
It is my second season, 16 years on, actually, which is wild to come back after that much time. And it's a nice return playing William Shakespeare
at
the Stratford Festival.
Yeah, no kidding. So what's it like playing William Shakespeare in this show?
It's a total joy. I mean, yeah, to come back to this wonderful theater in town and get to play the guy who things kind of center around. It's a lot of fun. And in the context of our show, he's a bit of a rock star, Shakespeare. He's kind of akin to Freddie Mercury or Mick Jagger come to mind. And his ego is sort of similarly sized to that, if you can think, and he can sing and strut as well. It's really fun because it's a sort of mix of that and then all of the richness of his intellect and writing and genius. It's quite fun to play.
And tell us about the show Something Rotten. We've chatted with Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival, but for those not familiar with this show, because it is a fairly a new show, is that fair to say?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a totally new show. I mean, 2015 it came out, but this is its first big production in Canada. And it's a very unusual piece. It's a very fun piece, and I think audiences are really going to love it. It's just full of laughs and full of fun. And set during Shakespeare's time, it's about two brothers, Nick and Nigel Bottom, who are writers who are very much struggling to get anywhere in the time of Shakespeare, being eclipsed, as it were, by William. But they do what they can to get by and employ some unusual methods to try to get a little further. Namely, they they visit Thomas Nostradamus, who is a fortune teller, sightseer, and he gives them some ideas from the future, trying to steal Shakespeare's greatest hit. And some hijinks ensue from that. It's pretty hysterical.
And I guess William Shakespeare, the character, does get some gentle ribbing, if you will, through this show.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah, there's a lot of Shakespeare jokes. And the nice thing about this show is, you know, it'll be a lot of fun for, you know, fans of the Stratford Festival and Shakespeare who can enjoy those Shakespeare jokes and inside stuff there. But you truly do not need any of that to enjoy it. And, you know, the audience, you'd ask how the response has been. We had, like, our first show was half students and half seniors, and heard a story about a student who had been at the show who just went from Toronto, actually, and went home and just couldn't stop talking about it all week to their parents.
Well, exactly. Again, for those not familiar with the show, get yourself some tickets because everybody is just loving this show. It is getting rave reviews. We're talking about Something Rotten with the Stratford Festival. It will be on at the main stage or the Big House. And Jeff, for you as an actor, working with Donna Fior.
Yes. She's so fantastic. I've admired her work for so long. It's so fun to finally get to play with her. And she's just at the absolute top of her game on this show.
And you're working with some heavy hitters in this show, like Dan Shamroy, Juan Kioran, and Steve Ross. Must be great working with folks like this.
It's so fantastic. I mean, they're all so brilliantly talented and so funny, and they're just perfectly cast in these fantastic character parts in the show. So the depth of talent is so strong. And we described it on the first day. Juan sort of said it's just like a passing a baton from one to the next, and it just never drops. It's so fun to see these different characters pop onto stage and just keep it aloft every step of the way.
Well, we've loved the sort of the teasers for the show. The videos featuring you singing and as William Shakespeare are just terrific. So that's a sample of what's happening. And I guess we've said if you like Spamalot, you're going to love Something Rotten. I think that's fair to say.
I think that's fair to say for sure. I mean, it's very much a similar set of humor. It's totally the same world of laughs. And then the other thing that's just so wonderful about Something Rotten And I would encourage people to just have a leap of faith with it, is that it's brand new. My partner has seen it twice already, actually, too. And she just loves, like, you know, to see a show that you haven't seen before where every step of the way is discovery. So, you know, it's not Sound of Music or Oklahoma, those sort of things. But what's so great about this is that every step of the way you'll be like, wow, and you'll be laughing, I promise you. It's really wonderful and funny and a breath of fresh air.
Sounds great. Again, get your tickets. Preview's happening now, and the season is fast approaching, but you can check out previews with Something Rotten. And again, StratfordFestival.ca is the website featuring Jeff Lillico as William Shakespeare in Something Rotten. Get your tickets, have a laugh, and enjoy a great afternoon or great evening out. Jeff Lillico as William Shakespeare in Something Rotten with Stratford Festival. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. And as we say, have a great run with this show.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Thank you.